Logging Talks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. This is a wonderful, wonderful day of January, what is it today? 17th, January 17th, 2003. The sun is shining brightly. The temperature is around 75 degrees, and it's just really delightful outside. Anyone who doesn't get out there and walk around and enjoy the sun is kind of wasting a wonderful opportunity. I spent morning logging in talks. We had a lot of talks that came and didn't get addressed. A name wasn't put on the talk, so that when we pulled it up, they didn't have a name on it in here, in the recorder. They were without a name. And so I had to figure out ways of doing this. And so I shifted them here and shifted them there until I could do it. But in the process of logging in the talks, I heard a lot of interesting talks. And the first thing I heard about these talks was how you absolutely violate a rule here. You violate a rule. And the rule is, please, give the title of your talk before you do anything else. Say, Logging Talks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, and you got to say that too, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you Logging Talks for instant inspiration or thought for today or whatever. Because when I go through this, I have to sit there and wait until you get a lot of little mumbly jumble out of the way. And Ingeborg has a tendency to say, this is Ingeborg, and I wish you all a happy day. This is a wonderful day. This, blah, 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 blah. And then she, about 10 minutes later, she gets around to announcing what the title of the talk is. And she says, the title of the talk is Affirmations, Affirmations, Affirmations. Now, that's not true. The title of your talk is Affirmations, with a punctual boom, real nice and powerful. So this is what we want to learn to do. We want to learn to follow directions, all of us. Here at the monastery, following directions is an easy thing to do because I jump on your back. But out in the world, following directions is not as easy to do because there's nobody correcting you. People just accept you and accept doing whatever you tell them to do, and so it makes a problem. And what you have to do is to be totally in charge of yourself and your world. Now, logging in these talks, I was able to hear how some of your thinking is. And many of you speak extemporaneously, which is very wonderful. And you speak extemporaneously very beautifully. But if you were to hear your talk, which I recommend you to do, you would find that you are not very consistent. You are not very cohesive. You have not taken your illustrations and bound them together in your talk. You just take a nice illustration here and a nice illustration there and a nice illustration there, and then the listener has to figure out what he's supposed to do with them. He said, that's a nice illustration. That was enjoyable. That was a nice illustration. That's enjoyable. But why did you use it? Why did you put it in the talk? So I have to be on top of these things and be aware and suggest to you to be more alert as to your illustration. If you're giving a talk on peace, take some illustrations about peace. If you're giving a talk on health, take an illustration about health. If you're talking about positive thinking, take illustrations about positive thinking. Well, where are you going to find them? Well, look, I got a solution for you. I got a perfect solution for you. Sylvie's shaking her head, yes. What is my solution?
A blessing book.
Well, that too. That's very good, but you've got that. My solution is, if you have an illustration you like, give a talk around it. Isn't that easy? Mm. Give a talk around the illustration you have. If you find a great illustration someplace, then give a talk around it. Ingeborg does that oftentimes. She'll be reading a book or reading a, wherever she gets these things. She'll be reading a beautiful illustration. She says, I like that. And so then she says, today our talk is about perfect health. Now there was a couple who were living in this ancient time, it's old, blah, 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 who did not have perfect health. And they prayed to their priest and their rabbi and their everything, trying to figure out how. And then she winds right into the talk. But find a talk, that is, find an illustration, and then use it as the foundation for your talk. And your talk will be superb. You see, you have the freedom of choosing your topic. So as you look through the Saturday Evening Post, There's a lot of little illustrations there. As you look through Religious Science magazine, Science of Mind, that I used to be the editor of, as you look through that, you'll find all sorts of interesting concepts. As you look through, what are we looking through? We're looking through Discover magazine and Popular Science and Quest and National Geographic. What?
When do you read it?
No. Wherever you find one. Wherever you find one. Sylvia has a whole pile of magazines next to her bed, and she reads them as she is sleeping. She puts them under her head and absorbs them at night, you know. But she will glance at whatever she can and fall asleep, you know. Just like Dodie, she says she likes to read a couple hours before she falls asleep. But you get all sorts of great ideas. Take those ideas and put them in your own words, because they're not sacrosanct. Put them in your own words and make them an illustration from your life. And they could well have been. And it makes a charming thing. But you know, the good stuff has a lot of good things. Business Week has some beautiful articles. And Your Dog and Bottom Line, that always has a lot of good stuff in it. And Guitar Method, perhaps that might have something. Who knows, you know. But Smithsonian Institute magazine always was a good source of some beautiful stories about artists and sculptors and musicians and painters and whoever, and the lives that they have led and the things that they have done. It's fascinating. Now, I am suggesting to you that you take charge of your life, that you take charge of your talks, that since you know you have to give a talk, as Sylvia said, look in your blessing book and put a little tag on it. Here's a good talk. Here's a good talk. These are things that I experienced, and they're making a good talk. But try not to make them too much you. Make them you, but put the emphasis on somebody else as you're doing it. I experienced this, but I experienced it with somebody else. In other words, put the emphasis on somebody else that they got the good out of it. But you were the observer. But if you're always going to put in that you are the doer, you make it a little bit syrupy after a while. And it becomes a little bit egotistic. Well, yeah, it could be considered egotistical. Jesus gave illustrations from everyday walk of life and beautiful reflection of what he wanted to talk about, what he wanted to say. And people came up to Jesus and they said, "Jesus, what shall we do? When the government says they want taxes, should we give taxes to the government? We don't believe in the government. We don't believe in them." And Jesus said, "Come here. Anyone, do you have a coin?" He didn't even have a coin. He said, "Here is a coin. What does it say on this coin?" "It has the likeness of Caesar on it." And then he said, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's." And he gave such a poignant, powerful statement there that people never really understood. But if you're going to use the coin of the day, which is from Caesar, then you owe taxes. If you're not going to use any of the money of the day, then you owe nothing to Caesar. Of course, that's not really true, because Caesar owned all the land, and the people had to pay a tenth or more, or 40% of whatever they farmed or grew, and gave it to him. But you see, then you have what's the name of our boy who was Baird writing on the Aramaics.
Errico.
Yeah, and Errico has some beautiful articles in Science of Mind magazine. Short one-page articles, and they cover a fantastic little deal. Well, now, you could use that as an illustration. And you can use illustrations from anywhere. You can use illustrations of things in life that are interesting, but make your stories fabulous. Make them exciting. People say, "Oh, a monk is talking. Oh, a monk is giving us an idea." And that's great, but have it be something significant. And when you have it be something significant, be careful that it's not something that is just mundane and everyday and that is patting yourself on the back too much. Because that can get a little bit sticky to play with. I'm suggesting these things to you because these are things that are very valuable, very helpful, very interesting, and very meaningful to you. And I'd like to see all of you enjoy as much as possible all of the wonderful things that you can do, all the creative things that you can do, because you're a genius. You're listening to the divine within. Now flow with it, go with it, and have a ball. I love you, and so it is.